This is a rendition of the Body Low Slow Loop Practice, July 1st, 2015. This is John Chitty. Body Low Slow Loop is a way to self-regulate. To begin the practice, bring your awareness into the body. Naturally, at any time, there may be thoughts, feelings. These are always present. But there's also always present sensation, just physical. Thoughts and feelings are complicated and vast. Sensations are more direct, more simple. By bringing our awareness to sensation, we begin to have a window into the more essential part of ourselves, the in the present, the not so complex. So we begin with a scan. Notice your physical body, the position you're in. There's always breathing, the movement of breath, and there's always gravity, the feeling of contact with the surface, whatever is supporting you. So just take a moment and just feel into the physical sensations and let thoughts and feelings, just let them be off to the side for the moment while you really focus on the sensations that are present. Scanning from the head down, you may notice the throat, the shoulders, the chest, the solar plexus, the belly, the seat, the legs. Take a moment and check the breathing. Breathing is interesting because it's both voluntary, you could make yourself breathe, or also involuntary. It's one of the few functions in the body that's really overlapping those two realms. Similarly, contact with the surface if you're sitting in a chair or lying down. Gravity is holding your body in contact. There are certain pressures and temperatures and textures. And just take a moment to really explore those. Let your mind be the observer. Let the body be in the foreground. Thoughts and feelings are secondary. And so with all that, whatever's present, with all that, just get a sense of where in your body catches your attention. Perhaps there's one area where you can feel a sensation, more amplitude of a signal. And wherever that is, let's really focus on it a little more. Imagine that you could sort of trace the boundary of wherever your attention is drawn. Within that boundary, within that sensation group, is it more on the left or the right? Is it moving or still? Is it shallow, like on the skin or the muscles, or is it deep, like in the viscera? Review the boundary again. Where's the upper part and the lower part below which the sensation isn't really of interest? And we call this having a complete experience of a particular physical phenomenon, without judgment, without interpretation, just on face value. The body is doing something. We call this first location, we'll call it the target of our attention. So then now let's have a shift, and if you would, bring your attention now to somewhere else, not the location that you've been observing. And for this purpose, good choices are the feet or the hands. And there's an autonomic nervous system reason for this. And so let's just, for our practice right now, let's just choose the left foot. Take your attention into your left foot and just feel the details. The contact with the surface, the temperature, the texture, every detail. Wiggle your toes in slow motion. Count the toes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're kind of hard to differentiate exactly, but the little one, the big one, those are kind of easier. And then press the ball of your foot down on whatever surface is there. And then the heel. Just noticing every detail. And then now just pretend you have a magic marker. That could be in a piece of paper or cardboard under your foot, and you could be tracing your foot. And just in your imagination, you just start at the big toe and you go down the instep, the ball of the foot, and then into the arch. It curves in a little bit and then down the heel and around the base of the heel. And then up the outer side of the foot, up to the little toe, and then counting the toes back up to the big toe. Just allowing your attention to be just focused on the foot, the toes, the temperature, the textures, the density of what you're touching, if anything, every detail. So then now we're ready for another shift, and we're going to go back to the first target, the first place where you were observing, whatever floated to the surface, came to the foreground for you. Just really bring your attention to that location and just hold curiosity. Is it the same as it was, or is it slightly different? Like you're taking inventory. What is present in this location now? It could be exactly the same. It could be a little different. Could be totally different. It could have disappeared altogether and now some other part of the body lights up. And just once again now, we'll just repeat what we did before. This is the second iteration. And we're just going to, if you can, imagine the boundary once again. Here's the upper edge and the right and left. And then find the lower boundary again. It goes down this far toward my feet, away from my head. And then, once again, as we did before, is it more on the left or the right? Could be exactly in the middle. I'm just noticing. Left, right, and then similar to what we did before also, is it moving or still? Sometimes things can be sort of dense and block-like and they don't seem to move. Other times it can be swirling or drifting or any number of possibilities. And you're just noticing, not trying to change it, not trying to figure it out, not asking why, just whatever. And then is it shallow or deep? Shallow would be the skin. The outer surface, and deep would be way within the body somewhere. And any other question we could think of, such as if you have a sensation group, do you have a sense of what color it would be, what sound it might make, what density it might have? Not trying to figure out the meaning of it. And then now, if you would, let's have another shift. This time we'll go to the fingertips. And just notice your fingertips and compare left hand, right hand. And just choose one, whichever one calls to you. And now in the fingertips, just make a little micro movement, slow motion, moving the fingertips against whatever the surface is nearby. And then just really feel into every detail. Let's count your fingertips. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's go down the row. See if you can figure out the amount of pressure, the temperature, the texture. And then as we did before, let's imagine you could trace your hand on a piece of paper. And just imagine that your magic marker is going up and down each fingertip one at a time. And then around the outer side and then across the palm and then up the thumb. Up to the index finger, just painting using your magic marker. Create a tracing of the hand. And then now, if you would, let's have one more shift and go back now into the torso, into the body. And once again, just really notice what is present now. It may be similar, it may be different. Where is your attention drawn in the body? from head to tail, top to bottom. And this completes our practice for this session. That's one round with two cycles. Body low, slow loop practice. Do this once a day, and you'll gradually start to remold your autonomic nervous system, reintroducing motion where fixation may have appeared. Feel free to contact me if you have questions, comments, anything you need relating to this practice. You can find me at energyschool.com. Okay, that's it for today.